This is the Heal My Legacy podcast with JDJ. We are having conversations for parents who want to reclaim and heal the energetic legacy they leave their children. Because this is how you shift from causing scars to creating blessings. So you, your children, and future generations can really thrive. Today, I'm talking about boundaries and grounding. So how are they related? Which one comes first? Which one should we pay attention to first? How does one relate to the other? Welcome back to the Energy Reset series. This is part 6. So just to recap, we're talking about grounding for energy reset because that's where we need to begin. So if you've felt depleted, if you feel anxious, or if you feel disconnected, if you feel a lack of clarity, if you are always in your head, maybe you have these racing thoughts that you can't stop. A lot of times these cause us to not be able to sleep, to have insomnia, because everything is just moving too fast in our brains. All of these are symptoms of not being grounded. And so one of the things that happens when we're not grounded is that we are not replenishing our life force energy. So there are several ways to replenish our life force energy, but if you're doing other techniques and not doing grounding, then you're not going to get much benefit. Now, of course, once we ground, then we want to make sure that we are working on our boundaries, especially as the holiday season rolls around. Having our boundaries is really important, especially as we're around family or as we're around situations that trigger us. And some of us don't have to wait for the holiday season for that to happen. So when you are being taxed, when your energy system is always being taxed, when you're always giving, when it's always this movement outward and there's no replenishing, then that is a recipe for disaster, energetically speaking. There's a lot of things that start to happen emotionally where you feel anxious, you feel disconnected, you don't feel supported, you feel unrooted. So I'll be talking much more about the symptoms of not being grounded and how to know when you're grounded and when you're not grounding. And I want to set the foundation for that discussion by first talking about boundaries and grounding and how they're related. A lot of times we feel these tensions with other people. We feel like they violate our boundaries. It's really hard for us to say no. And one of the things that happens is we think, I have to work on my boundaries. I have to be better with my boundaries. I have to learn techniques to protect myself. And even though those are all good techniques, and it's true, that's a very important skill, and you should be learning that skill. If you're not grounded, then it's going to be hard for you to maintain your boundaries. Whatever it is you do and you learn, if you don't ground, then it's going to be hard for you to keep those boundaries. And it's going to be a lot of effort for you to keep the boundaries. When you first focus on replenishing your life force energy, what happens is you have the energy to do these other things. So a lot of times it's not so much a boundary issue, but a life force energy issue. And so if you had the energy, then if you were grounded, then you would have the capacity to be able to keep your boundaries up and to protect yourself in a way that doesn't seem like you are disconnecting yourself from others, that doesn't feel like it's a lot of effort, like it's really difficult and you have to expend a lot of energy keeping your boundaries up, and then you're just exhausted. So when we are learning to do all of these things with our energy system, whether it's boundaries work or whether it's manifesting, I'm also going to talk about how grounding relates to manifesting in a future episode. We want to always think about grounding first, because when we ground first, then we're able to use the energy of the earth. So we're able to replenish ourselves first before we use our energy for anything else. So if you're already low in energy and you're trying to do something that is that requires effort, then you're going to lose steam. Because you're using your own energy. And so you always want to ground first. Achieving grounding, like being able to ground, once you're really good at this skill, then it doesn't take a long time for you to come back to center, to connect to the earth, and to ground. Now, part of the grounding exercises that I've been sharing with you are focused also on clearing. So when you're ground, then you're able to clear whatever is at the surface that may be bothering you, whether it's worry or anxious thoughts or anger or sadness or whatever is at the surface of your energy system. Like, you should be able to release it once you start running the energy from yourself to the earth and then from the earth to yourself. So I wanted today to really stress to you the importance of grounding, why we want to focus on grounding first. And so you're going to start seeing a lot of discussion on boundaries. And in fact, I'm going to be talking about boundaries for the holiday season. And I'm going to have a workshop that I'm going to be offering to my community that relates to boundaries. But we want to make sure we have the essential component of grounding first before we start working with our boundaries. Or if you really need to work on your boundaries and you don't want to leave it until second, then you always want to make sure that you're working in tandem on developing your grounding abilities and developing your boundaries. It's been about 2 weeks or so that we've been at this. If you've been doing this every day, you may already start feeling a difference, especially if you've been doing this really short practice 2, 3, 4 times a day. If you haven't been doing it daily, if you do it some days and do it and don't do it some other days, continue doing it because you're building the foundation. If you forget, it is a practice that we need to develop. But once you develop it, you're going to see so much difference in your life and how you're able to respond to things in the moment, whatever that may be, whether it's a disagreement with another individual, whether it's having to show up if you're having to show up for an activity after work, after it's been a long day. And the more that you build that foundation, the easier that it gets. So be very gentle with yourself. I want to thank you so much for joining me today. Next time, we'll continue to add to our practice. Thank you for listening. Make sure to subscribe and leave us a review. Find us at soulslegacy.com. I want to acknowledge and honor your commitment to your own healing as a gift to the future. Until next time.